Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Open forum today. I want to know what you think is the one biggest problem in the world. The one thing you would do to fix that problem. Now, this can mean the whole wide world, or it can mean your world. That's your choice. The one biggest problem in the world, what you would do to solve it. I'll try to keep things moving today, as get as many people on the air as we can. So give us one problem, one solution. I will not... really hurry you along, but we'll try to keep it moving, okay? Number one and number two, should say at the outset, this is not a forum about people you hate. This is not about the worst people in the world. It could be groups of people, if it's the government or corporations or whatever you want. But let's not single out people. Let's talk about issues, problems, or fears that you think are important and what we can do to fix them. Number to call is 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also post comments at the bottom of today's show page on the Vox Pop section of our website. It's wamc.org/VoxPop. You can also comment below today's Vox Pop wall post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. You can also tweet your questions and comments at WAMC Vox Pop. Well, the lines are loaded. And let's just get right to the phones. Let's go to Joseph in Albany. Joseph, you're first today. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Ray. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Listen, my beef is with U.S. foreign policy.
Okay.
And the biggest problem in the world today is the war on terror, but who is the first terrorist in the world? The United States government. We're the first country who used weapons of mass destruction, and setting the example is kind of what got us to where we are today. What we need is a Department of Peace. We need people thinking not about how to make war, but how to make peace. Dennis Kucinich suggested this, and I think it's an excellent idea, and I just don't understand why we aren't proactive in promoting peace rather than war.
Doesn't peace begin at home, inside everybody? I mean, isn't that maybe the issue?
Well, absolutely. I mean, everybody's got to look at their own relationship to violence. We teach our kids in school, use your words, not your fists. Well, you know, they say in Italian that a fish rots from the head. So, you know, maybe the people in power ought to set some examples.
Joseph, thank you, my friend. I appreciate the call. 1-800-348-2551 is our number. The one biggest problem in the world, what you would do to fix it. Let's go to Scott in East Hampton. Scott, you're on.
Yes, how are you today, Ray?
Good. Good to have you on the board.
Thank you. One of the things I think is it's a simple word, love. There's just not enough love in the world, especially with our children. And you see all these bad things happening, and it would be hard to believe that some of these younger people that are committing these crimes today have any idea what the feeling of truly loving someone or something.
How do you do that?
Well, I don't know the exact answer, but I think some of it would start with educating more and trying to prevent birth control at a young age. The children are having children, and these children, they have no idea about the world. How are they supposed to mother or father a child?
Well, go ahead. No, you go.
I don't know what the fixes are. I wish that I did, but it just seems when I grew up, we didn't grow up with a lot of money, and we didn't have a lot of valuable things, but. The love in the home, you could count on your mother or your father for support on things, and you knew they were going to be there for you. When I look around today, there's so little of that.
You think technology is now insulating everyone from their spiritual side?
I certainly think that there's that is certainly a problem. I don't know. I'm not super spiritual myself.
Well, but, I'm not saying religious. I'm just saying the spirituality, the love, let's say.
Yes, okay, I got you now. Yes, I agree then, yes.
Hey, Scott, thanks for the call. Let's go over to Jerry in Schenectady. Jerry, you're on Vox Pop.
Yeah, hi, Ray.
Hi.
I think the previous caller made a very good point there, and I need to think more about that. But my point was, my concern is now that we have a lot of countries in the world, third world countries now that are on the verge of developing and, and adopting a lot of the ways of operating that the more developed countries have, before we've developed a sufficient number, before we've developed alternative energy to a greater degree than we have. And I'm just concerned a lot of these countries are going to get used to using fossil fuels and using it a lot, and pollution is going to be very big, and global warming is just going to be a non. There's just not going to be any way to combat it.
You know, you make a point that there was an article. Reuters did the article about 1 year ago. It was May of 2012.
Oh, did they? I didn't see that.
It was scientists from 15 countries who were talking about the problems that are ahead, and they said for the first time scientists are arguing that looming shortages in water and energy supply should be treated as one issue. And I think that gets to what you're talking about to some extent.
I see. Well, it's good to know I'm in what I consider to be good company. But my solutions would be, first of all, no to fracking, more money and emphasis on developing alternative energy and developing a greater awareness amongst everybody that technology needs to be used responsibly and in a more measured way, not as often as we want to.
Mm. Well, Jerry, great call, man. I appreciate the call. Let's go to David in New Paltz. David, you're on Vox Pop.
Hi, Ray. Thanks for doing a good job there.
Well, thanks.
My beef is that the teachers' fund, teachers profess to their students not to drink, smoke, or use firearms. However, the teacher's pension fund is heavily invested in alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. And that, I think, is a huge amount of money that could be spent for more social issues that would be more positive for society than that.
So socially responsible investing of the big pension funds.
Yes, because that's what's being taught in the schools, not to smoke, not to drink, and not to use firearms. So why are the teachers' unions investing in these socially unacceptable projects?
Well, interesting point. David, thanks a lot for the call. 1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. If you're just tuning in, it's an open forum today on the show, and it's really, really a big topic. And it could be as big or as small as you want. It's basically the one biggest problem in the world. That could mean the wide world. That could mean your world, your neck of the woods. And then the one thing you do to solve it, we're going to keep it moving fairly quickly on the program today as the phone lines are loaded. Back to the phones we go. It's Marta in Poughkeepsie. Hi, Marta.
Hi, Ray Graff. How you doing?
Nice to have you on.
Thank you. I just want to say that studies show that when the population gets out of balance with more males than females, violence levels increase drastically. And violence against women right now is off the charts. Look at the reports we're hearing out of India. We hear today 26,000 women in the U.S. military have been sexually assaulted.
And we talked about that this morning on the show.
Yeah, and, you know, the planet we call home, Mother Earth, is being systematically destroyed for profit. And where are we going to live if they destroy the Earth? And I think the solution, and I mentioned this to Dr. Shartok before, is I call it BPP, which stands for Ban Penile Penetration.
Oh, no, cut it
out. It's not the end of orgasm. It's not the end of even if we must keep having children, which I think there should be a moratorium. I think you have a few kids, don't you?
I have five.
Yeah, so anyway...
But they're mostly girls.
Well, thank goodness for that. But I just want to say, if men can develop that kind of self-control, where they can like actually stop penetrating anything.
Okay, well, let's not go too graphic here.
Yeah, but that could solve the overpopulation. That could solve all sexually transmitted diseases, and it might even lead to people diminishing the amount of sexual assault against women.
Now, I have not seen any numbers on this. Are there, in fact, more males than females? And certainly that would be a temporary...
Well, it is for sure in China, and it is for sure in India, and I have a sneaky suspicion it's for sure in a lot of other places, including maybe the United States. And that is a very dangerous thing.
Well, a very interesting call, and a very interesting solution. Hey, Marta, thanks a lot.
I'm glad you have a lot of daughters, Ray. Thanks for talking to me.
Appreciate it. Okay, Victor and Adams. Victor, you're on. Hey.
Thanks a lot, Ray.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say all the people who called before me did a wonderful job, but I think it's only icing. The cake is really made out of nuclear waste. I think that's the biggest problem we'll ever see. The day's going to come when that's going to haunt us. I mean, what, a million years, several million years? Well, So if you want to know the root of the problem, I'd say nuclear is the biggest problem we've got in the world.
Not nuclear weapons, but nuclear waste from power.
Well, you know, nuclear weapons are part of the nuclear waste stream, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the big problem, I'd say, is the waste. I mean, you look where it is, it's everywhere in the world. You look what they do with it, they don't have a clue. You look at Japan with one little tsunami, and holy mackerel. And now, I forget where it was, but somewhere they're having the Japanese build a nuclear plant for them, or South Korea, somewhere in Africa. I forget where it was. I heard it on AMC the other day. They're going to have Japan build a nuke for them in their country. What's going on? That's totally insane.
You know, it's funny. We've had scientists on the program who have said, you know, nuclear power, there is a place for that in a world starved for energy. And there are some physicists and others who say, you know, this can be a real solution rather than a problem. Now, your point about nuclear waste is a good one. I'm certainly not a scientist. I don't know what you do with that stuff. But, hey, we got to take a break here, Victor. Thanks a lot for the call. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. And then after the break, we'll hear from our own Tom Jobe, who has some stuff from social media.
Support for WAMC comes from the Museum at Bethel Woods, with a Rolling Stone magazine photography exhibit on assignment, Woodstock, now through August 18th, bethelwoodcenter.org/museum. Glens Falls Hospital, serving 6 counties in the southern Adirondacks in 28 locations, Big City Medicine, Hometown Care, Twitter, Facebook, and glensfallshospital.org. Don Mother Gallery, Northampton, Massachusetts, specializing in jewelry, custom designs, handcrafted glass, and gifts by American artists since 1978, Facebook and donmothergallery.com. Curran Compliance Services, LLC, Greenwich, New York, providing legal and consulting services to life insurers in a changing regulatory climate, currancompliance.com. And Buttermilk Falls Spa, Milton, New York, eco-friendly treatments using organic, naturally crafted products and offering a solar geothermal heated sauna, steam room, and pool, open daily, buttermilkspa.com.
Welcome back to Vox Pop. 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. If you get a busy signal, try again. The question today, what's the one biggest problem in the world, and what would you do, the one thing you would do to solve it? Again, we're moving fairly quickly, so if it feels like I'm pushing you along, I apologize in advance, and I'll push this guy along in a moment. But first, let's welcome Tom Jobe, who is one of our webmasters here. And boy, I'll tell you what, he is... He is really on the social media today, and he has things. Just tell us about the things.
We have a couple so far on Facebook. Marianne on Facebook says, I believe the biggest problem is deterioration and destruction of the global environment. The only possible solution I can visualize is a complete turnaround in how human beings live as we concentrate on sustainability of our resources.
Mm.
And Mary Ellen on Facebook, WAMC Radio on Facebook, says the U.S. government is dysfunctional. We need to overturn Citizens United and enact campaign finance reform.
Okay. Now, you look a little tired. Everything okay at home?
I've had a couple hours sleep.
Yes.
The past couple weeks.
Yes. Now you know what fatherhood is like, eh?
I'm loving every minute of it.
But the baby is beautiful.
Oh, she is gorgeous.
Well, Tom Jobe, thanks a lot. We'll see you a little later
on
the program. And, of course, you can comment at the bottom of today's Vox Pop page of our website, wamc.org/VoxPop, or you can comment below today's Vox Pop wall post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC Radio, or you can tweet your questions and comments at WAMC Vox Pop. Theoretically, you could send an email as well.
VoxPop@WAMC.org.
Tom Jobe, thanks a lot. Let's go back to the phones. Christine in Chicopee. Hi, Christine.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Thanks for having me on. Right now, I feel like the biggest problem we have out there is the inability to compromise, or maybe just the unwillingness to compromise. And I'm thinking, you know, especially at the U.S. Congress level, but as I was sort of waiting on hold, I was thinking that, you know, even in smaller instances, like in my own home, sometimes my stubborn husband and my stubborn self are unable to compromise. So the solution, you know, in Washington, I don't know, is difficult, considering that we sort of face this at all levels. But in terms of a solution in Washington, my thought was perhaps greater accountability, maybe a requirement of congressmen and senators to put through a certain number of bills, you know, during their term. And I know the accountability is absolutely at the ballot box, but perhaps if we could put something else out there that would force them to do something.
Well, I like the idea of accountability, and first of all, I love your point about compromise. And you're right; it goes down to two people. So I guess the way to solve it is just, you know, we solve it ourselves. We heal thyself, and then hope that everybody does the same. But as far as requiring Congress to pass a certain amount of laws, I would require them to pass less laws for a couple of years and just take a little break and maybe work on the compromise thing. Go see a therapist, you know?
That's a great point. That's a great idea.
Hey, Christine, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
Bye. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. It's Al in North Greenbush. Hiya, Al.
Hey, Ray. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Very well. I think the biggest problem by a mile that we have is global warming. And there's kind of a two-part solution. One is we as a society have to pay the true cost of the energy that we're using and not pass those costs along to our children and grandchildren. Hmm. And the other is, incredibly, there's still people out there that don't believe it's a problem. And I think that rests on the shoulders of the media, including my favorite radio station, WAMC.
Well, I mean, I don't know how, regardless of the debate about the causes, I think most people would say, oh, well, climate's changing, that's for sure. You know?
Yeah, but we're causing it. We know that we're causing it, and it's putting our children's future at risk.
Well, and then that ties in then to the water situation, which,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Most futurists would say, well, the big wars are going to be fought over water. So, I mean, it all ties together. Al, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, Ray.
Let's go over to Michael in Saratoga Springs. Michael.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Ray. I've been listening to all this talk in the Boston area about the young gentleman that terrorists from the Boston Marathon from the race,
yeah,
and where they're going to bury him, and I don't know why the Russian government doesn't step up to the plate and ship him home to his parents. I don't think he should be buried in Cambridge or Boston or in the United States of America.
Yeah,
and it's a problem that the mortician is having at the funeral home.
Yeah,
and I just think someone, and I'd be happy to contribute to a fund, maybe should pay to have him sent home to his parents, or the government should do it, or someone.
There's an interesting article on our website right now. I think it is the police chief in Worcester, but don't quote me on that. But he says, hey, look, we're not barbarians. Bury the body one way or the other. Hey, Michael, thanks a lot. A little off topic, but you did okay. Mike in Vergennes, Vermont. Mike, you're on.
Hi. Well, I'm in Shelburne now.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Somebody touched on this earlier.
Yeah.
Somebody touched on this earlier through the webpage. I think the biggest problem we have in this country, and it touches everything, whether it be energy, foreign policy, you name it, is greed. And it starts right at Congress. And the way we get rid of that is get everybody out of their pockets. And
what do you mean? Campaign finance, or what are you talking about?
Everything. Have these guys accountable to us, and in that they're not allowed to accept money from anybody. Give them X amount of newspaper or web space or TV space to campaign, and watch where all their money comes from. And then the second thing is put a term limit out, 2 terms. That's it. It's to the point now where the people who have the money make the laws. We have no say at all. Nobody does.
Well, you make
a very few people in the whole world run the entire United States. Anybody doubts that? I mean, look at the power of just a few people, the Koch brothers. They have ridiculous amount of power, and not to single them out. The healthcare industry, they have, you know, we pay twice per capita than anybody, the next closest one in the world, and we have millions and millions of people that aren't covered, and the people that are covered, we kid ourselves. We don't have the best health care.
Interesting. Mike, thanks a lot. Thanks for hanging in there with us. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. We go over to Zach in Poughkeepsie. Hi, Zach. You're on.
Hi, how are you doing, Ray?
I'm well.
Actually, just a caveat off the last caller. He pretty much hit the nail on the head. Okay. I just wanted to say, in general, the monetary system, having money is a completely flawed system. I think we need to evolve past it.
I don't know if we're going to have a choice. I mean, there's this futurist website, this guy, and I don't know anything about him, but his name is John L. Peterson. He runs mm-hmm. this Arlington Institute, and they have a website called worldsbiggestproblems.org. I just found it today. I have no idea what the deal is. But the number one thing on their list of the world's biggest problems is the pending economic collapse. So you may get your wish. There may be no money left. We may be...
That's the thing, is it's not really my wish to not have money, but the problem is a lot of people like to say that we don't have the resources to feed all the starving kids, we don't have the resources for clean energy and all that other stuff, but we do. It's just that it doesn't make money. For instance, geothermal, tidal power, all those things produce clean energy, and they're very efficient, and they're sustainable. Nuclear isn't. It's dangerous, it's very expensive to create, and, you know, it's a hazard, but it lines people's pockets, and that's the reason why people are more for it. And nobody ever hears about geothermal. Why? Because it doesn't make money.
But
everybody's about money.
We've talked about geothermal before, and of course we'll get off topic here. But isn't part of the problem with geothermal that in some areas it is more expensive? You have to go deeper. And I know we've had geologists on who have talked about it, and maybe the next science forum, give us a shout. I think the science forum is scheduled for next week. I think Thursday. So if you get a chance, give us a call. All right.
Yeah, we'll do.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it. 1-800-348-2551. Dennis in Kerhonkson. Dennis, you're on.
Last two guys are dead on.
Okay.
The problem is greed. That's the root cause of the problem. The biggest problem, the question today is, what is the biggest problem in the world?
Yeah.
Okay, the biggest problem in the world today, in my opinion, and I know a lot of people who feel the same way, is Fukushima and what's going on over there. And what the long-term ramifications of that are. And there are a lot of people, very intelligent people, who think that it could, which might be an exaggeration, but there's a lot of people who believe it could kill the planet.
One site?
Yes.
Or nuclear plants?
No, that site.
Interesting.
Absolutely. And there was a front-page article in the New York Times last week, a front-page article that detailed the problems that they're having trying to contain the groundwater and that, and they can only build so many storage tanks and this and this. And this is not the right forum to have a lengthy conversation about what's going on at Fukushima.
Yeah.
But if you want the information, it's available. You know, the reason that people don't know about it is because they don't want to know about it. That's why the people don't know about it. That's why we don't hear more about it. So the problem, the biggest problem in the world today, and what needs to be done, is the entire world, mostly the United States government and Western European governments, need to get their act together and do what they need to do, to do whatever they can possible, which still might be limited, to try and limit as much of the fallout as possible from Fukushima. Just do whatever needs to be done, and that's not being done. It's being ignored. TEPCO is still in charge, and the Japanese government is still in charge, and they don't have the resources. You know, Fukushima might well be the beginning of the end of the Japanese civilization.
Wow.
I mean, Tokyo is 40 million people, and it's right there. So if you don't know about it, it's because you don't want to know about it. If you want to know what the problem is, how the magnitude of the problem, it's very easy to find out. So that's the problem. What's the solution?
Yeah.
The last two guys are right. Eliminate the restructure the global financial system and eliminate greed as the primary motive, the primary driver in what is organizing human civilization. The global financial system has to be restructured. It doesn't have to be eliminated. It has to be restructured, just like the United States government. The last guy said the same thing. We can't eliminate the government.
But can you eliminate greed from the human condition, from the person?
That is absolutely not. But can you alter the structure of the international financial system so as to eliminate greed as the basis for the structural integrity of the international financial system? Can you deinstitutionalize greed? Yes. Can you eliminate it from the human nature? No. Can you deinstitutionalize it? Absolutely. Because if you can, then there's no hope.
Dennis, great call. Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Bye now. Let's go to Joe in East Greenbush. Joe, you're on Vox Pop. How are you?
Hey, Ray. How's it going?
I'm okay.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, I've been listening to a lot of these callers, and they're all making valid points. The problem is, to affect these changes, is there seems to be a fundamental barrier in place between people wanting to affect these changes, okay,
mm-hmm.
for our benefit, our mutual benefit, whether it be the environment, the monetary system, the way government works, whatever it is, there's a barrier. And that barrier is big business and its special interest groups. And I think a public referendum would go a long way to solving that.
Worldwide, though, or just in this country? I mean, you really couldn't.
I'm sorry?
You couldn't do a worldwide referendum, though, right?
No. But I think it has to start at the state level. You know, here in New York State, we don't have a public referendum. People can't craft a piece of legislation, go out and get signatures, gather signatures, and then have that introduced as a bill for a vote by the general population.
Mm.
That can't happen here in New York State. What does happen is you have a governor, and again, this is completely apolitical. It can be a Republican governor. We've seen it with Republican governors. We've seen it with the Democrats. You know, they all pander to those special interests,
mm.
the lobby groups, whoever, you know, whatever, whoever they think is going to build the next step up, you know, to the White House or some other level or goal that they personally are trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So we need this public referendum. And once we can get a public referendum in all the states, then we can begin to make changes at the federal level.
All right.
So that's my take on it.
Joe, thanks a lot for the call. 1-800-348-2551. If you're just tuning in, the topic today, it's a big topic or a small topic, depending on how you want to look at it. It's, what's the biggest problem? The one biggest problem in the world today. What is the one thing you would do to solve it? And again, it doesn't necessarily mean the whole wide, big blue world. It could mean your world. So that's our topic, and we go back to the phones. Paul in Pittsfield. Paul, you're on.
Hi, Ray. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't know if someone's brought this up yet, but excuse me. I can think about debt when I think about one of the larger overarching problems,
mm-hmm.
and I think about it on a personal level, and I think about it on a community level, on a global level. It seems to be sort of debilitating, you know, on a personal level to a lot of the people I know, just with college debt you think about. And then
yeah.
you think about countries still being in debt to the U.S. You think about the U.S. still being in debt to China, and it's almost so debilitating that it makes it hard to just enjoy a common day when you can work day in and day out. And I think one of the reasons, or one of the ways we can solve it is sort of a personal approach to a lifestyle, which is living within your means, but also that's sort of a community-wide, I think, revaluing of what it means to get something like a college education and what is the return on the investment. I think it's a big push in the U.S. to get everybody into college, and that may boost their chances of getting a job outside of college. But some jobs don't need, I mean, electricians and plumbers don't need to go to college, and they're going to make more money than I ever will. But it's not necessarily valued or destigmatized by our culture and our society enough. And so I sort of looking back at Voc, looking back at publicly funded universities and institutions, and looking back at forgiving each other our debts, emotional and fiscal.
I like that last phrase a lot. And but again, if what the futurists are saying is true, the coming economic collapse will mean all of your debt and everyone's debt and every country's debt will go bye-bye, but we'll all be playing with sticks and stones. That's the only drawback.
I'll share my soup with you, Ray.
Roger that. Hey, Paul, thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to Jim in Greene County. Jim, you're on.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think the biggest problem, and it's been touched on already, is the degradation of the environment. And one of the real solutions for this would be to legalize industrial hemp.
Okay.
For sustainability.
All right.
Now, hemp replaces cotton, for example, just to give you a couple of things. It does not need pesticides or herbicides. It grows anywhere.
Really?
Yes. It can replace oil. The cellulose in the fibers is now even being transferred to ethanol. So you can run everything on hemp ethanol.
Interesting.
There's a lot of information on the internet about hemp, and if the listeners would just check it out, you would see that an entire revolution could be made if farmers were given the legal ability to grow hemp. Hemp is legal in all of Europe. It's grown all over, and it would be used for everything that you could possibly think of, even food. The seeds can be used for food. It's being used now in some of the third world countries.
Well, devil's advocate here, Jim, if hemp is legal in most of the world still has troubles, right? So
well,
it's not the be-all, end-all, right?
Well, it could be. Now, it's not to be confused with marijuana.
No, I understand.
The THC in content, of course, is much less.
Mm-hmm.
But it was used here in this country until it was made illegal in 1932 when DuPont invented nylon. Now, the fibers in hemp are very strong, they're very long, and can be used for just about anything. I mean, really, anything. You can make bricks out of hemp and mud that work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's my. Go ahead.
We've talked about hemp before, and I think we'll do a show one of these days on that because you're not alone, Jim. And I appreciate the call. We got a break. Zach plays the music when it's time, so I got to let you go. But we'll do that again in the future. 1-800-348-2551. The answer, my friend, is hemp.
Support for WAMC comes from Berkshire Botanical Gardens, Stockbridge, Massachusetts. 36th annual gardening event, May 10th and 11th, with over 1,000 plants by habitat, specialty vendors for the garden, patio, and home. BerkshireBotanical.org. Snow Farm, Williamsburg, Massachusetts. A New England craft program offering workshops for adults and teens taught by master craftspeople on a 50-acre farm, snowfarm.org. Lori Stillwell, CPA PC. Providing tax and accounting services for businesses and their owners in Saratoga Springs and beyond, stillwellcpa.com. Great Barrington Rudolph Steiner School. Presenting The Frog Prince, a puppet play, and A Morning in the Family Childhood Center, Saturday, May 11th at 10 a.m., gbrss.org. And Dupuy Canal House, High Falls, now open Friday through Sunday for dining at Chef John Novi's Chef Table or in one of the historic fireplace rooms. Reservations accepted for Mother's Day weekend, DupuyCanalHouse.com.
One 800-348-2551 is the number here on Vox Pop. What's the one biggest problem in the world? What would one thing you would do to solve it? Well, we welcome back our Tom Job, who has been keeping an eye on the social media. Hello, Tommy.
Hello, Ray.
You don't like to be called Tommy.
I do not like that.
And
at
sometimes
all.
I slip and call you Tommy.
I know you do.
Take it away, Tom.
Well, Tommy. Funny we say that on Facebook says the biggest problem in the world is the world or trying to. Is the world are trying to preserve it for future generations. The only way we can start dealing with this is to get the money out of the government so the government can act independently of private industry and make objective decisions.
Okay, so we've had a call or two following along those lines. Okay, great.
And going with environmental issues, Jill says a huge problem in our world is the Pacific trash vortex. For those of you unfamiliar with it, it is a floating garbage patch in the Pacific Ocean that is larger than the state of Texas. It is an enormous problem that needs to be addressed on a global level. To help resolve this, I would take some money away from space exploration projects and put it toward cleaning our oceans. If you look at the money and manpower it takes to send a rover to Mars and put it towards fishing plastic out of the ocean, a lot would get done.
All right.
And one last one from Zach. Big picture.
Zach the engineer?
It might be.
Zach, did you chime in on social media? Because, I mean, otherwise you should be watching the board. Okay.
He's multitasking.
All right.
Zach says, big picture, ignorance. Lack of understanding of issues and each other is probably the biggest avoidable problem we as a species have. Solving it, the low-hanging fruit would be education, but willfully ignorant people still exist, as sad as that is.
And that's a good cue back over to me. So, Tom, thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
Very much. And let's go back to the phones at 1-800-348-2551. Let's go to, now it says Eric, but it's crossed out, and then it says Malcolm. Is this Malcolm?
This is Malcolm, yeah.
How are you in Sunderland, Mass?
I'm doing great. How are you doing over there?
Good. You're up.
Thank you. Well, I agree with a lot of the callers so far. Greed being, you know, pretty much a number one thing, rampant in humanity. As my focus is going to shift a little bit to greed and its It's infiltration of the American power system and political system.
Okay.
So with that, the idea that since the American powers, the American political system and power system influences all of the biggest problems in the world, mm-hmm. One of the main things that we would do would be to address that system, and we would make some of the biggest change. One of the main things that I would say would help us address that system, it's not the only thing, but to have runoff elections, which is basically, it's like runoff voting means, you get to number the choices that are there. And so, no, you're never basically voting against a third-party candidate. Like, you can basically choose them as your first choice and then pick, say, the incumbent as your second choice if you say, okay, well, I'd rather have them than, say, X, Y, and Z, who you list as your fourth, fifth, and sixth choices.
Mm-hmm.
And then as people get eliminated because they just don't have enough votes, okay, well, that person, your number one, might not be getting tallied for you anymore because they're not in it anymore. But say your third and fourth choice then are going to be battling it out, and the fact that you voted three on one of them and not four could help them win it. And that's the point, is that we're suddenly allowing, we're not just eliminating third-party hopefuls. In fact, many other parties could come up and therefore challenge the entrenched parties that exist now. If we had runoff elections, it's a much more doable thing.
Okay. And you think that this will be a sea change in the world if we start this here?
It wouldn't be starting it here, to be honest, Ray. It's going on in other parts of the world. But if we were to bring about enough visible change with it here, then I know that it would catch on, as do other things.
Okay. Well, Malcolm, thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to Dane in Beacon. Dane, you're on Vox Pop. Hi.
Hi. This is about the biggest problem is global warming.
Okay.
And you mentioned geothermal earlier.
Yeah.
One of the problems that's really serious about deep geothermal for regional power is going deep. I'm getting together a group. I've been trying to get together a group in New York, including a man, Dr. Jeff Tester of Cornell, who wrote the MIT report in 2006 comparing all the ways of generating electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And geo winds, that became my religion at that point.
Interesting.
And I started talking to the Congress people and so on, and what I've been trying to do with the Department of Energy is to get a research site set up in New York at probably near Cornell because it's near a hot spot, to investigate how to go deep for geothermal. And it really is greenhouse gas-free. All the energy you need is right under your feet. No commodities, no commodity industrial complex. And we could transition it in over the next 30 or 40 years, moving the jobs from what's there now to the new geothermal.
Fascinating. I mean, I would recommend, again, I mentioned this to the earlier caller. Now, I'm not a scientist, a geologist. I don't know anything about this except what I've heard on the science forum and things like that. I think we have a science forum scheduled for Thursday, a week from tomorrow, and we usually have at least one, maybe two geologists. Give us a call at that time and talk to somebody who really knows this stuff.
Yep, I have been. That's why I'm so enthusiastic about it. But I will do that, and appreciate your suggestion.
Dane, thanks a lot for the call. Let's go over to Sandra in New Paltz. Sandra, you're on.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
My feeling is that though we have loads of technology and the ability to solve many problems, our main worldwide problem is war. And our inability to see that we're still trying to solve, our differences in the most elementary and wasteful possible way. And we're wasting our resources, both material and human, which we really need to be spending on these other very important problems, which everybody has mentioned.
Yeah.
And I think the solution to this is that the United States, being the most powerful and rich nation in the world, needs to make a commitment that we are not going to solve problems with other nations or within our country in a military manner anymore, that we are going to lead the way in the world to find peaceful solutions to problems.
Mm.
Because when we go to war, not only do we waste billions and trillions of money and lives that could be put to much better use. But we go backwards. We have to rebuild the civilizations that get knocked down. And we engender hatred all over the world toward us. And we're the ones who have the resources to help everyone. So I think we can not only do ourselves politically a favor by making a commitment to stop declaring war just unilaterally. We're not going to declare war. And I think if we did that, we would stop having problems with other countries.
Well, what about the other countries who have problems with each other? I mean,
well, that's their problem. You know, that's not our problem to solve. If we go in there and say, okay, let's duke it out the way we've been doing for the last 10,000 years, we are not doing anything but making progress, you know, impossible.
Well, I think
you're a regressive response to other people's problems. There, you know, I think pretty much everybody, there are a great many people who feel that our interventions in the last 50 years have been foolish, wasteful, and pretty much uncalled for. But we rush into these things saying that, oh, it's a threat to us. Well, it isn't a threat to us. It's pretty much obviously not a threat to us. Yes, there was a terrible thing that happened with the two towers being attacked in New York, and nobody's going to minimize that. But the response was wrong, and we now know it was wrong. Because we did not address the problem, and we turned a great many people all over the world against us in our decision to make this into a war.
Well, I do think that your point about war not being a solution is great. The only great thing that could happen is if the entire world were to see it that way, and then we'd all be pretty happy. Let's go to Vic in Manchester. Vic, you're on.
Hi, Ray. Thanks a lot. I listened to everyone's comments in this, and a lot of them were excellent. But in my opinion, I think the biggest problem that we're facing is overpopulation of this world.
Okay.
And if we address that, maybe we wouldn't have the necessity of GMOs or global warming, because there'd be less, you know, need for energy, be necessary, less population.
So what,
I mean, every one of the problems that we've seen seems to be somehow directed toward population.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, water being the key one down the road. And what, you're looking at 9 billion people. However, there are those who would say, well, you know, the Earth and the population of the Earth, it's a self-regulating system. And when it gets to the point where it can't be sustained, it gets smaller.
Yeah, and that's unfortunately, I think, in the direction that we're heading to right now, without any doubt.
Yeah.
And I think that if the population, and an easy solution, is education. I mean, we have to start very, very young, with our young, to the children, and go on. Hey, listen, this is what the world, there's got to be some type of number out there. What is comfortable for this world to continue going, and yet not without being overpopulated? Well, there's got to be a comfortable number somewhere. I mean, we're regulating the deer in the forests with hunting season. Now, I'm not saying that.
Well, I mean, you know, the Chinese regulate the population, and some would say that that's a bit dictatorial.
Yeah, it is. Okay, I would agree with that. But I think if we start with a good education system, hey, listen, let's use some common sense.
Yeah.
Let's not make it dictatorial. Let's use common sense.
Yeah.
If we could start with children at a very, very young age, as they're growing up, understand, well, the more we put out, the more we're going to have to provide. And you know, the world is just limited to what it could supply.
Yeah. Okay.
Water, of course, is the biggest.
Water is going to be huge. Hey, Vic, we got to roll it along, but thank you. Let's go to Tom in Pittsfield. Tom, you're on Vox Pop.
Hi. I want to say that I agree with a lot of the people that mentioned greed as the biggest problem.
Yeah, it's one of the original sins, right?
Yes, it is. And one way we've really fell down by the wayside is Jamie Dimon and all those guys are still working. They should be in jail. I mean, why should anybody in the world not be greedy when they see everybody getting away with it. I mean, those guys are the epitome of greed.
Okay. All right. Well, we're trying to keep from pointing fingers directly at people.
Oh, well, okay.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Investment bankers.
Yeah.
We'll put it that way.
Well, thanks a lot, Tom. Let's go to Mike in Syracuse. Mike?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been sitting here listening, and I think that the real root of the problem with the world today is that the world is changing. Over the course of the past few thousand years, the human mind is expanding, and it's expanding even further because of things like the internet and so on and so forth.
Mm.
But education is important, and the biggest problem actually is a lack of common sense. I meet people all the time in my job, and there is just such a pure lack of common sense, and there's a pure lack of laziness in this country. There's so many lazy people. Everybody feels they're entitled.
Do you think that's changed? Do you think that over let's say we went back in time 200 years ago, and picked a random spot around the country?
Let's go back 200 years ago. Let's go back 150 years ago, where 90% of the people in this country were farmers.
Yeah.
You know, people worked hard for their living. And now you go into any inner city and there's a sense of entitlement. Well, the government owes me this. The government should do this. I pay this tax. You know, I see people that pay in their taxes, you know, $13,000 a year, and they're getting $3,000 or $4,000 back. But the person pays in $5,000 worth of taxes, federal taxes, and has 12 kids, well, they're getting $14,000, $15,000 back.
All right, well, how do you fix it, Mike? I mean, how do you fix the people at the core of their being?
You get rid of them. You get rid of them.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You get rid of people?
Mike,
we can't.
Yep. You depopulate all the stupid people.
No.
If you watch the movie Idiocracy, it's very funny.
Mike.
You watch the movie. No, let me finish.
Hang on. We can't. That's something that I think the line is drawn when we talk about that sort of thing. I apologize for cutting you off, but that's just. I mean, depopulate? No. All right. So let's go to RJ in Albany. RJ, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I think the biggest problem is the proliferation of nuclear weapons around the world. And, you know, it's only a matter of time before these terrorists try to build them, too.
Yeah, well, I think the day that genie was out of the bottle was a scary day, and I'll never forget. I mean, I grew up in the, you know, height of the Cold War, you know, early 70s, and I had dreams. I'd wake up in the middle of the night, oh, they just got Albany. There's a big mushroom cloud. You know, it weighed on all of us, and it still weighs on all of us to some extent. I don't think there's any calculating the amount of psychological and emotional weight since 1945.
Yes, and unlike during the Cold War, now they have the internet and they have, you know, the nuclear weapons now have spread to many more places than it used to just be the West against the Soviets or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I guess I would think that the people, the scientists, you know, who'd study this nuclear stuff should all form some kind of union.
Mm.
And that they should be able to point out countries or groups that are developing that refuse to get involved in this union so we could know which people to worry about.
But, I mean, once the information, it's like the you know, going back to Genesis, and once that bite was taken out of the apple, that was it. Now that the information is out there, one can never be truly safe because the information, how to do that, it's been out for 70 years, 60 years. So, you know, thanks, RJ, but I think now we're at a point where we have brought the show down and the show is over. And frankly, I'm depressed, but I appreciate the call very much. And thanks to everybody who called in today. And you can certainly weigh in on our Facebook page. It is facebook.com/WAMC Radio. Sorry if we didn't make it through to you. I did try to move it along as quickly as I could today. You can also post on our website, WAMC.org/VoxPop, or tweet us at WAMC VoxPop. Great calls, everybody. Appreciate your thoughtfulness, and I appreciate most of you not going over the line. Support for WAMC comes from Dam Cafe and Deli, Saugerties, New York, serving breakfast and lunch with chef-created soup, salads, vegetarian options, and homemade desserts. Catering services available at thedamcafeandeli.com. The Arkell Museum at Canajoharie, presenting pure photography, pictorial, and modern photographs from the Syracuse University Art Collection now through July 20th, arkellmuseum.org. Lexington Vacuum, Albany, New York, featuring Miele, Simplicity, Dyson, Electrolux, Vapori, Vapor Cleaning, Sales, Service, Repairs, LEXIVAC.com. And Washington County Tourism, featuring outdoor spring recreational activities, including fly fishing, artistic events, venues, and museums, WashingtonNYCounty.com. That's it for today's show. Thanks to Zachary Malloy at the controls. Colleen O'Connell answered the phones today. I am Ray Graff. Support for the show? Well, we've done that. We've done the support. We'll just move on. Tomorrow, Rich Guthrie joins us to talk about birds. Thanks for being here. Stay tuned now for a news update.